You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. This summer on IPR, you'll hear studio sessions with musicians who are performing in Northern Michigan. Today on the show, the Bergamot. The Bergamot is the husband and wife duo made up of Nathaniel Hoff and Jillian Spies. The Brooklyn-based couple first brought their indie pop sound to Northern Michigan in 2012 when they performed at the Traverse City Film Festival. Since then, they often return to the region both to perform and work with students at the Leelanau School. Currently, the Bergamot is working on their next album, and they're going to be releasing some singles from that project in the fall. Here performing in IPR Studio A, the Bergamot.
Devolution, tell the story of dragonflies and former glories. Oh, eventually, be summer nymphs swimming in the water, looking down. Oh, that's harder. So life goes quickly. These generations, they come and go. We're growing up now, we're going on late. Measure up the life we live, the love we take, and the love we give. Oh, those mayflies, those mayflies. I wanna love you for the last of a million mayflies. You and me, baby. I wanna love you for the last of a million mayflies. You and me, baby. We study the past or the future, but Aristotle means nothing to you. Oh, books on the shelf. But what we know is a mayfly grows, quickly comes and it quickly goes. Oh, life's mystery. We build our wings and then to fly. We tear apart, again we try. Lay down, lay down, lay down, lay down. The measure of the life we live, the love we take and the love we give. Thank you.
That was the Bergamot performing the song Mayflies. And Nathaniel and Jillian, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I want to know, you guys are married. Did the band start first or did the romance?
The band actually started first. We met when I was 15 and Nathaniel was 17 and we were in high school. And we were brought together by our art teacher who said, she grabbed us in the hall and said, you need to write a song together for this competition. And we ended up making it at the top 10 of the state of Indiana in that contest for our song. And that kind of blossomed from there.
So you guys first came to Traverse City. You performed in the Traverse City Film Festival back in 2012. What keeps you coming back every year?
Both inspirationally, you know, we'll come up here to songwrite, be inspired by the land, and also to be around people who really enjoy and care about songwriting and musicianship and chord structures and, you know, things that being out on the road, you know, you're not always surrounded in that type of. So that kind of fostered atmosphere from here to Leland on is just something that we really embrace and enjoy.
When you talk about that culture, what is the difference between that musical knowledge here versus a place like Brooklyn?
Well, I think that Brooklyn it's a high-paced culture. You're always kind of looking for the next thing, and sometimes the loudest, flashiest thing can be the thing that grabs the attention. And so in Brooklyn, you know, you learn to speak up because you feel that you have to. And I think that by being there, you get this kind of relativity of who you are in the universe. You're not the center. You're, if anything, just this another kind of fleck on the map. But then when you get more places like here, it's like you can take the stories and kind of dive deeper into them, because I think great songwriting is external experience, but also internal experience as well.
And that song you performed, Mayflies, was written up here, right?
Yeah. So it was written in the month of May up here in the Traverse City area. And somebody asked us how long we'd been together. And I said, just out of a joke, I was like, oh, we've been in love for the lives of 3,500 Mayflies. And she kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, that sounds like a lyric. And literally 6 hours later, I had this song written. And it was just kind of inspired by the Michigan summers and love and simplicity of sometimes just life up in the UP for us. At least that's what it symbolizes to us.
A recent development that's been exciting for you guys is you got featured on a video game. And this is yes. kind of unique yeah. because so many listeners might be familiar with like Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. Well, a video game, it's called Rock Band, but it allows like four people to play, in essence, all the different parts of a band. And you guys got featured on this video game. How did that happen?
Yeah, so this was such a cool experience. The company who owns Guitar Hero and Rock Band, they wanted to set out and support independent artists. So they selected us out of the New York region to be featured. And we were, when we got the phone call, we were so excited. It's going out to like 4 million players. And as an indie band, you're just like, this is amazing. Yeah. That like all these, hopefully people around the world, can, when we tour, they can be like, I'm coming to your show because I know that song. I play it live. Like I've selected the characters.
Nathaniel Hoff and Jillian Spies, thanks so much for coming in studio today. You've got one more song for us. This is the Bergamot performing Bones.
It's hard to carry a burden if you don't have any bones. You can't just fly away if your wings are made of stone.
You can hear the Bergamot tonight. They're going to be performing in Thompsonville at the Michigan Legacy Art Park. And they've also got a couple shows during the Traverse City Film Festival this year. Look for a link to their schedule at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Dan Wanshura, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.
If you can live forever, Take your place in line.